So, happy Halloween, everybody. We are doing our special Halloween episode. And we're going to be starting a tradition.
Ooh, I like traditions.
We kind of already started this tradition.
Ooh, last year?
We sure did,
Something fun that turns out to be incredibly awful.
Well, we're going to be talking about that specific thing.
Oh, again, all right.
Yeah.
Cool.
So, since I have forgotten to mention it 1,000 times at this point, I want our listeners to know we actually have a social media account.
Yay!
We have a Twitter account that is at MemingLessPod, all one word. So go ahead and follow us there. Now, Bobby.
Yo.
Bob Zombie.
Hey.
Bob Webs.
I like that one.
I have a meme for you
okay.
to look at this Halloween season.
All right. I can't wait. I'm excited. I like Halloween. Probably my favorite holiday. Whoop. All right. It's a pretty simple looking one this year. We got a jack-o'-lantern with a slash through it. It says, "We do not celebrate Halloween. I am a Christian."
Perfect.
All right.
All right. So, apparently, it's not okay to celebrate Halloween if you're a Christian.
Oh, I'm in trouble.
Oh, yeah, me too.
Well,
because Halloween is my favorite holiday.
It's been a while since I've been a Christian, I think, technically.
Yeah, no, same. So, we are going to be talking about anti-Halloween memes, which, Bobby, you might know. Memes. I'm going to be talking about a certain monster I discovered last year.
Okay.
And to the listeners, a warning. There will not be any graphic details, but we will be discussing rape early in this episode. So, last year, while looking into anti-trunk-or-treat memes, I happened across a person named Tom Steele, who runs a website called Truth Ignited or Truth Ignited Ministries. The website was so absurd at points that I thought it had to be satire. However, having learned more about this, let's say, human, the satire assumption became less likely. Bobby, as you might remember, one of the earliest disturbing things I discovered about this guy was the quip from his podcast. Do you happen to remember what it is?
I don't remember the details. I remember there was a clip from a podcast, but
yeah. So essentially, this guy uses a Bible verse. To not only excuse, but to prescribe rape. He essentially suggests that the left-wing movement for consent is wrong, and that the Bible actually says the opposite, and that the female receiving sex needs to get the consent of the male to not have sex.
Okay, yeah.
Which is fucking rape.
Yeah, a little bit. I remember that now. But yeah, that's pretty awful. That's
I don't know how else you can explain it. That is rape,
that's
period.
Exactly what it is, yeah.
Now, I discovered this guy by looking into anti-trunk-or-treat memes. I happened across one person named Tom Steele, who runs a website called Truth Ignited or Truth Ignited Ministries. This guy who is against trunk-or-treat, even if it's held at a church and is strictly Christian themed, is surprisingly all hell-bent against Halloween. He has a very long page on everything he hates about Halloween, and we're going to dive into that.
Okay.
Let's see what moral high ground this rape enthusiast has over a holiday where kids get free candy. Mm. I'm going to go ahead and do a quote here from his essay.
Can't wait.
Quote, "I'm amazed and astonished year after year that it is even a topic of discussion. Yet so many Christians today seem to be quite accepting of the celebration of Halloween in some form. They may not hold parties where their homes are decorated in blood, spiders, and demonic-looking characters, though many professing Christians will."
Mm. Bastards.
Yeah, God for fucking bid. According to fucking Tom Steele, this... Can I say that the name Tom Steele is too cool for this guy?
I agree, yeah. He doesn't deserve
like he does not deserve the name Tom Steele. Mm-hmm. That sounds like a 90s action hero, and he does not deserve that name.
No.
He deserves the name, like, Tom Fudd, or like Gary Drumpf, you know? Something that's like... like somebody who fell out of it like an elephant's anus that you would name based on that event. That's what name he deserves. What's a... oh, God. Okay, falling out of an elephant's anus, just flopping right onto the floor. Trunk flump.
Imagine... he got pulled over by the cops, and they took his license, and they're like, "They see, what's your name?"
it's on there. This reads like a dung musk.
It can't be right.
This can't be right. Nobody's last name would ever be Musk. They would be an awful person if their name was Musk. He is shocked that some Christians would partake in Halloween, what he calls Satan's high holiday.
Okay.
Which I think we already discussed is a cool fucking name for Halloween.
I would be more likely,
if anything, to celebrate Halloween.
Yeah. I'd send out some greeting cards with that on there. Say, "Happy Satan's high holiday."
Yeah, but he has this big problem with the fact that people are going to be holding parties where their homes are decorated in blood, spiders, and demonic-looking characters. Bobby, how many times have you decorated for Halloween and used actual blood?
Oh, all the time. You don't use blood?
No, I use fake blood.
I prefer goat over chicken. Like, it's better consistency. Oh, a little bit brighter color. Yeah.
Yeah, plus the entrails. Yeah.
It's easier to clean up.
Yeah. No, I've never used actual.
I don't think I've ever used blood of any kind. Maybe a picture, like something you'd hang on the wall that's got like a picture of blood or something like that.
Yeah.
It's too hard to clean up.
Maybe like those little rubber blood splat stamps that you put on your windows. Yeah,
something like that. Yeah, definitely.
Well, that's a big problem.
Mm, of course it is.
Tom Steele thinks that's a huge problem.
I don't care what Tom Steele thinks. He's not invited to my party.
Well, let me say in response to Tom Steele that he has touched my heart.
Oh, okay.
And he makes me want to read some Bible verses completely arbitrarily. Let's read Exodus 12:22-23. "And ye shall take a bunch of hyssop and dip it in the blood that is in the basin, and strike the lintel and the two side posts with blood that is in the basin. And none of you shall go out that door of the house until the morning. For the Lord will pass through to smite the Egyptians. And when he seeth the blood upon the lintel and the two side posts, the Lord will pass over the door and will not suffer the destroyer to come unto your houses to smite you.
Interesting. Okay, first, what's hyssop?
Hyssop, so it's a plant. Okay. So, like, if you look at, like, early Hebrew texts, uh-huh. it's kind of unclear as to what the hyssop is.
Okay.
But in later interpretations of what hyssop is and what the term is used as today, it refers to a plant that is part of the mint family.
Okay. So you're taking plants. Like mint branches, dipping it in the blood and smacking it over the doorway.
Exactly.
Okay,
right. I gotcha. Yes, exactly.
And if Jesus sees this, he will go away and leave you alone.
If, you know, it just says the Lord, you know.
Oh, okay.
Maybe God himself.
Whoever's in charge that day.
They're all three.
One of the three.
Because they're definitely, Father, Son, they're definitely not polytheist.
No.
It's one of the three. Or all of them.
It's a rotating schedule, you know.
You know, yeah, you're right.
You don't want anybody to get burnt out.
And it'd be ridiculous to say that they have three gods.
Yeah.
So we have Tom getting quite upset about fake blood on Halloween.
You gotta use the real stuff.
But it was really cool for the Israelites to spread actual blood over their doorway.
Sure.
Like, that was cool. That's fine. So Tom goes on to write, quote, "A large part of the overall body of Christians find some way to, quote, justify celebrating a day that has been the highest celebration of evil among at least some pagan religions. From the Celtic Druids of ancient Europe to the followers of Wicca today, Halloween holds a very prominent place in Satan worship, and we must take serious look at why every year so many Christians do. First off, the Celts celebrated what was called Samhain, which means the end of summer, and they celebrated it on November 1st. And while Halloween does have some roots in this tradition, Samhain has nothing to do with worshiping Satan. In fact, the reason why they dressed in creepy costumes at all was to ward off evil spirits. Oh, but to Tom, it looks demonic, so it must be. Now, Tom, in some of his work, at least that regarding biblical studies, has shown that he is capable of being a studious person. So, the fact that he is trying to sell this ancient tradition as some kind of devil worship shows the level of respect he's willing to give to his audience. He does not expect them to look into these traditions, but to just take his word for it. This is the telltale sign of a grifter.
Yeah.
Plus, Samhain sounds fucking awesome. It's a time of the year that the Celts believe that the line between the world of the dead and the world of the living was at its faintest. So, they would pay honor to their ancestors and eat a lot of food and drink a lot of alcohol, which sounds fucking great.
Yeah. I think they did a lot of bonfires too, didn't they?
Oh, yes. Tons.
Just a good time.
Tons of bonfires.
Yeah.
And there's a whole history behind the bonfires as well. But it's essentially a harvest festival, like many cultures have. And when Wiccans celebrate it today, it's still not about worshiping Satan. And I know he says, quote, some Wiccans, but some politicians are George Santos and some football players are Michael Vick. It's not representative of the whole. And even if you did somehow find some devil-worshipping Wiccans, which I don't believe you did, Tom, it still wouldn't make any sense to try to blanket their behavior on everyone else.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I've mentioned before that, well, I say I mentioned before, but I mean last year I mentioned that Tom swoons over a guy named Lester Sumrall, who I will allow Tom to explain.
All right.
Quote, the late Dr. Lester Sumrall is considered by most Pentecostal Christians to have been the foremost authority on demon powers and deliverance probably in the entire history of the Pentecostal Christian movement. During his ministry, he was asked a series of questions regarding the subject of demons and demon power, which are recorded in a booklet published through his ministry titled 101 Questions and Answers on Demon Powers. Two of these questions pertain directly to the Halloween celebration. So, question one. Does a Halloween jack-o'-lantern have any connection with demon power? Summerall's answer. The Halloween celebrations should be avoided. Witches and such are from the devil, and we should never join the devil in any of these celebrations. Question two. Do you consider such things as magic tricks, sleight of hand, ventriloquism, Halloween masks, etc., to be evil? Samuel's answer. We have a whole lesson available on the symbolism of demon power. Don't play with things connected with demon power. Leave them alone.
Okay.
So you may have noticed that he didn't answer either of the questions.
Yeah, I was thinking, did I miss something?
Yeah, no. It's.
Well, I mean, he said it was a, what did he say, a seminar or what? Maybe it's in there somewhere.
It was stupid is what it was.
Oh, yeah, absolutely, yeah.
But Tom Steele, somebody whose name sounds way cooler than he is, it's almost like an ironic name.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, let me introduce you to Tom Steele. And he opens the door, and he introduces you to some, like, guy passed out on the floor, barely able to stand up, and he's never able to join your crew because he can't get himself to stand upright. Like, I mean, this... Oh, God, this fuck Tom Steele. Tom Steele is not the name. Like, this is not determinative nominism. Like, this is the opposite of that.
Yeah.
But anyway, Tom calls these answers.
Mm-hmm. The ones that didn't answer the question?
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
This is the way he describes the answers.
Hmm.
Quote, simple, direct, and to the point.
Sure.
Although the answers are not simple, direct, and to the point, and are in fact vague, stupid, and do not directly answer anything, let alone what the questions were actually about. I'm going to move on to the next thing that Tom Steele has to say.
Okay.
I'm actually going to, this is going to be a long quote here. Just as a heads up.
Okay.
In 2014, actor Kirk Cameron, who has made a name for himself among evangelical Christians, came out in strong defense of Christians celebrating Halloween. He made such claims that Christians created Halloween through a creation of the Catholic Church known as, quote, All Hallows Eve, which precedes the Catholic All Saints Day on November 1st. That and that costumes were donned by Christians as a way to mock demon powers, and that Halloween is a celebration of the Messiah's victory over death. It is, perhaps, because of the claims of these that many Christians totally believe there is nothing wrong with the celebration of this day that historically has been called, quote, Satan's high holiday, because sadly, Christians will believe just about anything a celebrity Christian or, quote, big name pastor says to them. This is one of the greatest reasons why Christianity is in such a mess, because nobody wants to listen to a genuine prophet of God who calls people to an actual biblical standard of holiness. There's a lot to break down here.
Yeah.
Probably the biggest of all this is the nobody wants to listen to a genuine prophet.
Yeah, where do you find a genuine prophet?
Who calls people to an actual biblical standard of holiness. I want to know, is he calling himself a prophet?
Kind of sounds like it.
It kind of sounds like he is, right?
Yeah.
It kind of sounds like he's claiming to be a prophet. And, Tom, I kind of want to remind you that claiming to be a false prophet,
it's a big deal,
is one of the two unforgivable sins. You literally cannot come back from this.
Mm-hmm.
If that's what you're doing, and if God's all-knowing, he's going to know. You cannot come back from this, Tom. Tom Steele, look at me right now. Look at your phone or whatever you're listening to this on. You cannot come back from this. This is you committing an unforgivable sin, and there's only two. You are unbelievably stupid, Tom.
Maybe if he does the other one, it'll cancel each other out. What's the other one? Is that suicide?
The other one is blasphemes against God.
Oh.
So they're very, very closely tied.
Yeah, yeah.
Claim to be a false prophet, mm-hmm, and then blasphemes against God.
Okay.
So those two are the only unforgivable sins. Okay. It doesn't mention suicide as an unforgivable sin, but I can't imagine it being forgivable, because how do you confess after it's already happened?
Well, if you end up, whatever. Anyway,
yeah.
If you end up in heaven, you'd be like, sorry, my bad.
Yeah. Didn't really believe Catholics, it. Catholics believe that sin or suicide is 100% forbidden.
Mm-hmm.
There are some non-Catholic religious leaders who believe that there are ways in which a suicide victim can find salvation.
Well, that's good to know.
But, it's horrible to even...
Yeah.
I don't know. Religion
is fucked up. Oh, yeah. Yeah, it really is.
One thing I want to kind of go back to. There's a part here where he says, Christians will believe just about anything a celebrity Christian or a, quote, big name pastor says to them. Hey, Tom, what about you and fucking Samrall? You just got done gushing over his, quote, big name, and while I'm sure he's a pretty big wheel down at the cracker factory, you're really making yourself look like a hypocrite here. You're absolutely taking Samrall at his word, just because of who he is. And you're using his notoriety as leverage to convince other people as to what to believe. So this whole Christians will believe anything as long as it's a celebrity or a big name pastor really doesn't work when you do that immediately after doing exactly the fucking same thing. Tom, you really are looking like a hypocrite by taking Semrel at his word, or what you interpret to be his word, about jack-o'-lanterns and whatever the fuck childhood joy you're trying to crush. And the reason why I say whatever you think his word is about is that your delusion is clear when he doesn't directly answer a question and you take the answer that you wanted to hear and you call it clear and concise and to the point. And it doesn't, it's clearly a delusion.
Yeah.
In Tom's case, however, he cannot wait to step on the dreams of children. And there's no excuse for it. Even the examples that he has used so far have no historic significance in worshiping Satan, as he claims. He's full of shit, and the better part of me thinks he knows it. When religious people use their conviction as an excuse to bring other people down, to ruin fun, to disappoint people, especially children, for any reason, it infuriates me. I am an atheist by the extent anyone can possibly be. I can still respect other people's beliefs. I might think some things are absurd, but I don't judge until their beliefs become an encroaching darkness on the lives of others. I feel bad for anyone who finds themselves boxed in by Tom's teachings, or honestly, anyone like him. Halloween is fun, and while it may not be necessary for kids, people like Tom bestowing shame onto the parents who allow their kids to celebrate it in any way is a sad state of affairs for children. I would not be surprised if this isn't the only little bastion of warmth that Tom tries to stamp out. But let's move on to what else this monster has to say. And I'm not calling him a monster just because he's an emotional black hole regarding Halloween. That's because of the rape thing. That's because he essentially prescribes rape because he thinks the Bible says so. Well, the Bible says I should ruin your day, and so I will. The Bible also suggests that bats are birds, whales are fish, and that at the end of the earth, there are slots of where the sun and the moon set into. I'm not playing this fucking game. Halloween is not about worshiping Satan. And I know, Tom, that you started this page off with a quote from Anton LaVey saying that he is glad that Halloween is a time of a year when children get to worship the devil. But guess what? LaVey didn't believe in the devil. He fucked with the media all the time and would literally make up rituals before news coverages would arrive so that they could look more like a cult that actually believes in worshiping Satan. He's a fucking troll, and you took the bait. Either that, or you know better, and you're a grifting piece of fucking shit, and your listeners and readers have bought into this bullshit. And you've done this intentionally to sell somebody else's bullshit as sincere. So which is it? Are you a grifter? Or have you been fooled? I doubt you would admit to either. And you know what else, Tom? You're going to whine about me not giving the context of the rest of your page But I have news for you. I'm not fucking done. Once you literally prescribed rape, I will intellectually tear your beliefs apart. So brace yourself for a lot more. For my listeners, happy Halloween. Enjoy your night. Make sure your kids have a happy Halloween as well. Love all of you. Goodbye, everybody.
Bye.